Humiliated versus humbled. Is there a difference? If the root word is the same, what is the difference between being humiliated and being humbled or humbling yourself? We've all experienced humiliation, whether it was a simple embarrassing moment in our childhood or having been bullied or being reprimanded in front of our friends by a parent or being betrayed by a friend who shared something in confidence with everyone else, whether it was because of the color of our skin or our accent or that our parents couldn't speak English. We've all experienced what it means to be humiliated. We're crushed, we're embarrassed, we're filled with shame. We put our heads down, we cannot look up. Others laugh at us and mock at us. We're a laughing stock to others. We're made fun of. Bullying takes on a whole nother level. Maybe we were fired from our job. Maybe a spouse left us, a spouse was unfaithful, or our children did something totally contrary to everything we taught them and how we raised them to be, and we were humiliated. That feeling utterly destroys us and fills us with shame. Christ, on the other hand, was humbled and calls us to be the same. And that couldn't be more different. The book of the prophet Isaiah says, I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. Right? They plucked his beard, they buffeted and spitted upon him, they beat him, but he was not put to shame. Because Jesus chose to humble himself for the sake of others, to put himself in service of others, to live a life of sacrifice for the least of these. He gave his life innocent for us, the sinner, guilty, so that we may never be humiliated, but rather lifted up by what Christ has suffered and died for us, that we would know who we are and our dignity, and with confidence humble ourselves before the Lord and before others. Humility is a choice. It's a choice that first recognizes that he is God and I am not, and that there is no other, and that the greatest plan for my life and purpose for my life is to know his will and to do it. When we humble ourselves, we study extensively the Ten Commandments and what they mean and how they apply, and we dedicate our lives to keep them. And when we fail, we humbly choose to seek his pardon in the sacrament of confession frequently. When we live a life of humility, we happily serve those who have less money than us, less ability than us, less gifts and talents and resources than us. Not because we think less of ourselves, but because we think so much of our God. Our God who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of the slave, coming in human likeness. He was found in human appearance. He humbled himself by being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. When we humble ourselves, we die to our desires, our will, our plan, and we choose to ask the Lord, what is it you want of me? How can I do your will? Lord, let me know your will, because nothing is more fulfilling. Nothing will bring me greater happiness. When we humble ourselves, we act in imitation of Christ. We sacrifice ourselves for the good of others. We find our strength in serving those weaker than us. We find the church's greatest position is when she lowers herself down to raise up those who have fallen. That is humility. That is the only way to salvation. There is no other, because Christ himself humbled himself to the point of death, so that we might be forgiven our sins and live in new life. We all know what it's like to be humiliated, and Satan wants to convince us that it is no different than humility. To be humble is to humiliate yourself, to denigrate yourself. It is a lie from Satan himself. Nothing could be more false. He's the father of lies. Jesus, on the other hand, is the truth. And when we proclaim the truth and live in the truth, it sets us free. We humble ourselves by choice to walk in the footsteps of Christ, imitating his example to help the least of these. For whatever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, Jesus reminds us, you do for me. And so, who will you be? Who will you choose to be? Will you live in humiliation, or you become who you are, a Christian, marked by the blood of Christ, redeemed by the power of the Holy Spirit, adopted through water and his grace? This Holy Week calls us and shouts out, Christian, become who you are. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he, like Jesus, will raise you up.